You are a container carrying content, going to continent. But the question is this: what are the contents in your container?
It is so painful that the people that are dead cannot be forgotten, and the people that are existing are not noticed. A man that carries this fire is a man that sees a need and meets the need and meets the need and proffer solution to the need.
The word of God is a fire in your bones. Join P. Daniel Olawande, pastor of RCCG Living Street Church, Victoria Island, Lagos, for another exclusive encounter with God's Word. Stay blessed.
To sing that song with the whole of your heart this morning. Hey, I want to sing that song with a heart that is connected this morning, because God is there to do something in your life this morning. It's gonna be awesome this morning. Holy Spirit, come and change my life. Holy Spirit, come and change my life. Come and have your way. Come and change my life. Come and have your way.
Come and change my life.
Holy Spirit, come.
Yeah.
Start from verse 1. If you can sit down, you can sit. If you cannot sit down, stay where you are. If you want to sit on the floor, sit on the floor. Any how you like, just sit. If you can sit, sit. If you can stand, stand. Just follow. Oh my God, go away. I want to preach, but I'm suspecting this morning. Come on, Sunday of a Apostle Kingdom started this part 2. That's what I said. In case you can lie. Where? Yes, you are yelling. Be God, be God. I stand on this prophetic and apostolic auction. The land of promise, I prophesy. The condition is changing now. It's changing now. Somebody shall see strong women.
Born of water, that is born of the word of God. Therefore, we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. The strategy to be born of water is not water baptism. As you can see, it's born of what? Born of the what? They now ask him, what about being born of the Spirit? Why being born of the Spirit again?
I mean, understand.
Before you can be saved, you come in by the word. It is the word you hear that saves you. The gospel is preached to you. You have capacity to be saved. Born of water. Born of the Spirit. How? Let us go back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Church, follow me. I'm going somewhere this morning. Genesis, just any place, strings. Genesis 1, 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Pause. Let us make man in our image. Verse 28. Okay, go to 27. So, God did what? In his what? First. Created, is it present or past? God created man in his own image. In the image he created what? Male. When God created man, he created Adam and Eve together. Past tense. God created male and female in his image. What is the image of God? John 4:24. Just follow me this morning. John, what is there? Shout it. Shout it. What is the image of God? So, in Genesis chapter 1, God created him male and female. Now, Genesis 2:7. Let's go there. Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. I thought he created him in chapter 1. Is he created to man? In chapter 1, he created men and women. In chapter 2, he's forming man. Chapter 2, he did not create man again. He only gave a body to the man that he said in chapter 1. When God created the spirit, spirit does not work here, they work inside God. So the spirit, male and female, was in God. The spirit cannot be moving around, they were inside God. So when God now made from clay, he now puts the spirit, male and female, inside Adam. When he was going to come out, Adam sleep. Let me remove the two and put here. I put male and female in you, so Adam sleep. Let me remove the female part.
Yes, sir.
Can I come again? Genesis 1, 26, 28, 27, go there. 1, 27, what did you see? And God created past tense. Man, in his image. John 4, 24, what's the image of God? In the image of God, he created him. Male. And female, he created them. Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man from the dust. The Greek word for form means creating from something that existed before. The Greek word for created means making from nothing. So, and he breathed into his noses, he male and female. Chapter 1. A man became a living soul. So, when Eve was, why did Adam say, this is the, how did he know? We were existing together, chapter 1. We were together. If I know you in the spirit, when he saw her, this is the bone of my bone. We were together, chapter one now, in God. He came out. God did not create another spirit, chapter two. He just asked Adam to sleep and removed the one he put there. And the woman came. I'm going somewhere. But when man sinned, Bible says, a man became a living soul. God did not create a soul. When spirits that created chapter 1 met with a body, a soul came out. So, when man sinned and they chased him out of the garden, the spirit died. A man began to live on the soul, on the senses. I'm talking about strategy this morning. Now, when God was going to save the world, he was going to return man. He asked in Genesis chapter 9, chapter 6, verse 8. For Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. If you have everything, Isaiah 6, verse 8. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. He asked a question: who shall I send? Who will go for us? Isaiah answered, here am I, send me. God did not answer that request, because a man cannot save a man. Because what? Man was formed, man was created on the spirit. It takes a spirit to save a spirit. They were using the blood of God to save man. They couldn't do it. Blood of ram, they couldn't do it. Because the strategy, he takes the blood of his spirit to save his spirit. I'm going somewhere this morning. They were looking for savior for man. Nobody could save man. There was no way for man to be saved. And he came. Isaiah saw it. He said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Meaning, the strategy is, let us present man, but we are giving a son. Let us present man to come. Let the man be born, but the son dimension will be given. So, what saved us was not a child, it was a son. The son was born, but the spirit of sonship came upon him. It was given. So, when they were going to save us, it was the son that went to the cross. The child could not save us. They call it regeneration. In biology, the smallest unit of life is the gene. Regeneration. Recreation. Redemption. Man was created in chapter 1, Genesis 1. But because the spirit died, let's do a recreation. So, at salvation, what came back alive is the spirit. Because we were dead to the spirit. The essence of Christianity is the life of the spirit, which is called Zoe, the life of God. Is for us to present a child, but we are giving a son, because they must come to sonship. So we now have the spirit of father, so we can say Abba, Father. We couldn't call him father before, we call him Lord, we call him master, but now he's our father. Why? Because a son was given. The dimensions to rescue a man from life. Lift up your hands. The strategy my life needs for destiny fulfillment. Father, release it to me. The strategy my life needs for destiny fulfillment. Release on me. The strategy my life needs for destiny fulfillment. Thank you.
hear the spirit.
John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. John 1:14. And this Word became flesh. Meaning, when God was going to create the Word, He started by speaking. So, to rescue man again, it must be by the Word. But speaking alone will not do it now. That word strategy was now, let the word now wear a flesh. So the word was walking in the street of Jerusalem. They didn't know it was a word. This was what created the word. They didn't know. But because it became flesh, sometimes your life needs to change nature. They will not understand that you are doing the work. Sometimes you don't have to appear like you are. You have to appear a different person. Sometimes you have to change nature. God changes to flesh, but He rescued man with the word. The strategy was different. Father, the secret my life needs for my own marriage, for my business, download it to me. Download it to me. I refuse to do another man's strategy. That particular dimension that my life needs, Jacaremanata. Semile Budina, Getua Dikina, Jacaragatagada, Mazizika Gagada, Regatigaragatagada. Release it to me, release it to me. Ayagaragada.
Amen. Have your seat. My brother, here you can sit. There is a thick atmosphere here. God showed me some strategies some years ago, and I stopped struggling in ministry. You will suffer when you do it your own way. You will suffer if you try it with your own strategy. Don't copy a man's strategy, it will fail you. Don't copy a man's dimension, it will fail you. The miracle men of God I know do worship, except Bishop Oyedepo. He doesn't worship, he only dance and sing praises. A person taught us a dimension that before you see the anointing, you have to worship. Daddy Joe will kneel down, Oyedepo will stand up. Don't because Daddy Joe is in that you want to kneel. Strategy, copy in secret. Bishop, after preaching, when preaching miracle is happening, Daddy is not seeing the Lord. Have you heard Bishop say the Lord? There's somebody here. Have you heard it before? Now, you are now copying. There's somebody here. Who gave it to you? No wonder you have said no results. Because somebody is selling popcorn, you went to go and say, they will sell you joy. It is not given to you. There is a strategy for your destiny to get to joy. Some people have to pass through NC. From NC, they move to HND, ONG. They move to HND before they get to a destination. Some of you is just a straight road. Why are you trying to copy somebody? Some people, it is part-time their destiny choose. And while they are in school, they can pay your school fees as doing full school. It is not given to everybody.
discover your own dimension. My God, I began to study the secret of men of God because I want to carry the anointing. God, show me the secret. And he began to open my eyes. He taught me a secret called the demand of grace. He said, every life carries their own demand. Understand your demand and feed your demand. What I want to teach this morning, I cannot explain it, but I know it. I am talking from experience. I know it. I cannot explain it. Yes, Daddy Jew. What's your secret to the anointing? He said, I pray in tongues more than anything. He said, okay. We wrote it down. What else did you do? Say, I do prayer work. How is your lifestyle? It's a routine life. 11 to 5 a.m. every day. Routine. It's normal. Routine. So, everything that the Joe does is a routine. Have you noticed? Holy Ghost night. Convention. Congress. The same thing every year. The same pattern. Have you observed it? It's routine. Because it lives on a routine anointing. So, it didn't produce on everything it's doing. Anything it does reproduce on a routine basis. Pastor Kumi, how do you get revelation? Say, I carry a verse for like 6 hours. I will look at it, read it, speak in tongues, close it. Open it again. One verse. Read it. Speak it to us. Close. Open it again. I can be there for 6 hours. Try it. You will sleep off. So when he start preaching on that verse, bah! Anaman, what is your secret? Worship. I can be crying for 24 hours. You try. Water is not coming out. It doesn't mean you are not spiritual. It's not giving to you. Crying, I love you. You are trying to be as if you are for me. You know you love God, but you cannot carry him crying. I love you. God, you are looking for water, no water. He's not giving to you. I'm not saying that you cannot cry. I cry every time I worship, but it doesn't mean I can cry for 24 hours. I will die. Have you met cryers before? Before they lift a worship song, tears start flowing. Tears are signs of brokenness, but it doesn't mean you are not broken when you are not crying. I cry, but I don't cry like some people. They asked Bishop Nkadejumo, Pastor Nkadejumo, what's the secret? He said, I don't fast like every person, but that 21 days fasting in our church every year, I don't do with it. Then I dance. Anytime I want the anointing, I lock the door. I begin to dance. After dancing, I go and sow a seed. I get the anointing. You go and dance. She will just lock the door and start dancing. How can somebody come from Akure to be doing program in Lagos and say, don't miss food? Just put food and you in Lagos. Somebody is knowing you. Let's go. She understood the strategy. What is your own? All of them discovered it. Like when we're in school, you observe. Because your friend is going to night class, you try it. You sleep off. He's reading with music, you try it. You will not understand. He's reading and missing us, you try it. You will not understand. Me, I can read anytime, but there must be no noise. I go to a corner and I read. I come out and be just with you. You are reading your own book. You are failed. He's not giving to me to read the noise. So, when I was coming to the anointing, I began to discover. I tried everything. I fasted. What is the secret? You can finish 40 days fasting. You go and lay on the secret. Nothing happened. If it is by fasting, after 100 days, all of us will be anointed. These 40 days, some pastor will see the way they are. And they are fasting, even marathon life, some of us. Say it's by dancing. Go and lock the door to power for me to dance. You receive dancing blessing. So I cried, show me the secret of the anointing for my life. I discover after I do one thing, if I go out to minister, there is a difference. I begin to observe it. Okay. So if I increase it by doing it this time and I come, I see more results. So God told me, said, Danny, that's it. Feed it more than anything. So every day I feed that thing. I will not tell you. I feed it more than any other thing. I will do other things, but this one I will feed it, because that is the demand of the grace of my life. Your life carries a demand. Feed it. Sit down. Discover the demand of the grace on your life. Do everything, but do one more than the other. Seek it to the anointing. You study the word. You pray. You fast. But believe you me, there is something your life needs more than the others. You must study the word to be anointed, sure. You must pray to be anointed, sure. You must worship to be anointed, sure. But some people cannot pray like they can worship. Some people, it is praise their life requires. That is the sacrifice their life needs. Discover the sacrifice of your life. How do you notice it? There are some things you do, after you do it, you get a breakthrough. And you have witnessed in the house. It has been consistent. Maybe you want to change level. You don't sow something and the thing comes. Giving is a key to everybody, but it doesn't open all doors. But there are some keys that can open a door for you. Some keys to you are master keys. Discover your own master key. Discover your master key. After you discover it, you now feed it. Every day you do it. Every day you sit with it. It produces like magic. No, like miracle. In the kingdom, we don't do magic. What is the strategy for carrying God's presence? Number one, hunger and thirst for His presence. Psalm 63, verse 1 to 3. Hunger and thirst for His presence. Psalm 63. Oh God, thou art my God, any will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth after thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. What are we next? To see thy power and thy glory as I have seen in the sanctuary. No thirst, no presence. The secret of carrying God's presence is thirsting for His presence. You want to minister with power, stay in His presence. Psalm 91 verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place. You cannot manifest in the public place until you dwell in the secret place. No presence, no power. I was telling one of my friends this morning, I said, when I start up with God, I always stay there for 12 hours. But now, we are now big boys. You manage to do 4 hours, and God is saying, go back to Bethel. There's somebody here. God is telling you, go back to Bethel. What did you do that brought you to this level? Go back to it. What did you do that made you rich? Go back to it. Anything that lifts you up will keep you up. Some of us, when we become so busy, we stop the things we're doing. No wonder you calm down. Some of you, when you were starting up, you used to fast twice in a week, but now you now have revelation. You don't know them. It's not by fasting. You will be slow. You'll be slow. It's not by fasting. It's not what, you know. Just. We are sons of God. We don't look for the anointing. The anointing lives in us. Yes, it's revelation. I agree. Wait. You know, God, when we grow in grace, you come to the knowledge of Christ. You come to the fullness. be deceiving yourself. You are empty, you are shouting fullness.
When you were looking for the anointing, you used to cry 2 hours in tongues every morning. Ah,
Father, anoint me. Now you have the anointing. God is saying, my son, come back to Bethel.
Prodigal daughter, you are dry very soon, but you don't know.
Because when the phone is still holding, they are taking the life. Life is still holding.
You don't know you are dying. You don't know you are dying.
It's going slow. It's the move of God of this season. And gradually till you finish.
Some people would have finished before they get to the finish line.
Why? The things that took them there, they stopped it.
Those days when you just gave your life to Christ,
you used to go on evangelism. But now you are not a big girl, a big boy. Then Jesus loves you. Evangelism should be by leading. By leading. God will lead you to talk. He will lead you. It's by leading. Sisters, say, somebody, one of them want to pray to me. He said, Daniel, let me share them out with you. He said, do you know Babylon? He said, Babylon is a system. Does your Rema say so? He said, do you know the mystery of Melchizedek? God will save Christianity.
Hunger and death, the day he dies, you are finished. Matthew 5:6, blessed are they that hunger and death for the world. They shall be filled. Until you hunger for righteousness, you cannot carry authentic power. I wake up in the morning crying to God, Father, I need this thing. Why do you think you have arrived? What will cost me fasting and prayer? Will cost Benny a degree. And you think you have arrived? If the house was the first day at 26, and told that I couldn't call it, I've only been someone offended. I've not raised it there before. If the house at 24 years old, 24, how old are you? And you are not feeling weak because you eat cancer. When people are in wheelchair,
if a wheelchair person enter this church and stand, the world will gather here next week Sunday.
We are tired of stories within power. Show us results. Show us results. Show us results. Some people left our WhatsApp group because of WhatsApp miracle. They came back. Do people stay in groups? They are just busy. Yeah, they would have left.
But they know if they leave, no 6 hours again.
They will come back. God gave it to us here. 6 hours. 6 minutes. 6 seconds. 6 days. 6 weeks. God gave it to us. So they want it, they came back. If in 3 days you have sent 5 testimonies, what we have, if you have not Jemetan joined today, and get your home. Church, people want to see results. Only results terminate insults.
Yes, sir.
And only fools can deny proofs. Hey, you gotta carry something. Hunger and thirst for God. Don't be tired of looking for the anointing. I am talking of a Christian who is not a pastor. You are just somebody was in the group. He said, I am not sold anything today. Where are this money? I said, 6 minutes, 6 hours. You say, before that six. He said, back. He said, I just saw 3,000. No, this thing is working. I said, yes, it's working. That guy, Father Fred, we deleted him before because he posted one nonsense. He begged you to come back. Church, people will respect you when you carry your authentic power. People are having problems. Will you not solve their problem? Why are you explaining? Somebody is having cancer. Say, I did not chemotherapy. You see somebody yesterday said, is there a true prophet in this house? Do you see that message? He said, is there a correct pastor or spiritual prophet in this group? Please, I need to talk to me. He sent me a message privately. Church, people want results. Your daughter is sick at home. You are crying for her. Lay hands on her. And let them be miracle. So many pastors, their children does not see a father and the Lord in them. Why? They have lost their secret place. In the days when I will see a fire on fire. That's a bad testimony. In the day, in my pastor, why did I leave the church? He said, Daniel, when I was still youth,
As you enter my house, I will see you for room. Vision clear. But now we are getting home. We are getting home. I left the church. I left. Don't you not told me. He said, Peter, my daddy was the daddy. That time. As you enter, I said, come. Daniel, don't enter the house, Abby. He wear yellow shirt. Two shirt. I see him. God show me now. He said, but this time, sir, he ended up divorcing his wife. He has left with him. When you leave the secret place, you become a decayed person. Hunger and thirst for God is the secret strategy to carry God. How hungry are you? You wake up in the morning, no sense of urgency, no passion, no hunger. Nope. When last did you worship and you feel God's presence in your house? It's not by emotions, but at times Holy Ghost comes like a wind and blow you. When last did you see revelation in the Bible? You are preaching another person's message. You hear your neighbor come to preach it. When last did God give you your home? When last? I didn't hear 6 hours from any pastor. God gave it to me. He said, I give you the covenant of 6. Somebody testified on Sunday, said 6 o'clock. Another said, it's fine. During the two, said 6:06. You saw my testimony. Said 6:06. It's a covenant. Why God told me, how do I saw it in the Bible? He said, on the 6th day, God made man. Every problem is answered in under 6 days. I said, yeah. He did not give it to you. If you try, it will not work. Yes, sir. It's my own strategy. So, what has God shown you? How do I know I was supposed to put that? How do I know? I was in school, part 4, preparing to go and set my life, and I stumbled on Luke 157. Look, let me open that scripture. Let me show you how God showed me. You will not see it because He gave it to me. Luke 1:57. Read it. I read. God said, boss! Said now, Elizabeth, full time, God aligned it, came. She delivered and she brought forth a son. He said, for you to beg sons for me in the kingdom, go into full time. I said, God, if you read it, you cannot see it. He did not give it to you, He gave it to me. So, when I left school, I didn't look for a job. She said, gave me a job. I said, I'm not doing it. I had 4 interviews the day I took this church with work. I said, I'm not doing it. I saw it. What has God shown you? When last did you read and you hear a word? Because you don't test again. Before you read your Bible, take time, say, Father, show me something. Don't just read like reading a novel. Cry to God, Father, show me a mystery. It can be one verse and your life is everything. I was reading a scripture one day. And he solved the problem. The children of Israel, the children of the prophet, they wanted to move to a different place. And they asked, they came to Elisha, sir, let us go. Elisha said, no. Said, sir, let us go. This place is too small. Say, okay, go. As they were going, what happened? As they were felling the tree, what happened? The ass end fell inside water. And God said, you know why? The present level was not willing to release them. The next level was not willing to accept them, so the asset must fall. I say, yay! So anytime I'm facing challenges, the present level is not willing to release me. Next level is not willing to accept me. Asset fell, what should I do? Elias can bring the tree. He now collected the tree, the stick, put it inside, and higher came out. When does tree stick sink? Meta float, there must be an exchange. So anytime you are facing a challenge, drop something. Exchange. Drop this stick went down from it. The next level is always bigger than the last level. Drop the next level for the next level. So drop your stick, let the matter float. From that time, anytime there is a tick on this road, I carry a sacrifice. Alabashata. 2 Kings 3:26. Let me show you a scripture. 2 Kings 3:26. Second Kings chapter 3, verse 6. Church, read. So that the battle was too sore for him, he took with him 700 men that drew sword to break even unto the king of Edom, but they could not. 700 men. The battle was not won. What happened next? And he took his eldest son, that should reign in his stead, and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was a great indignation against Israel, and they departed and returned to their land. 700 men could not do it. One sacrifice did it. One sacrifice. What is that challenge? Carry a sacrifice. And their song that should reign. It is costly. Jesus gave Christ and won the world. He killed his son. And the battle turned. From that day I knew the secret of change of levels is a strategy. Condition B, carry a sacrifice. And why do you drop sacrifice without a purpose? Father, I'm carrying this sacrifice for this thing. Some of us have dropped seed that are useless. Carry a sacrifice, go. And when the pastor of the race, no, sir, don't pray. Pray for this thing. Church. God is more than willing to bless you. You only need to know the strategy to be blessed. And that strategy is available. Somebody is liberated this morning. Somebody is blessed this morning. Somebody's status is changing this morning. What other strategies can I engage for the anointing? Hebrews 1:9. Because thou have lost righteousness and hated iniquity, therefore God, even God has anointed thee with oil of gladness. You cannot be righteous and not enjoy the right things. Righteousness is a tool for the anointing. Anointing answers to righteousness. What other strategies can you engage in carrying this anointing? A life of prayer. A life of prayer. A life of prayer. A life of prayer. If you cannot pray, you cannot be praised. The secret to authentic anointing is in prayers. Every great move of God starts on a prayer movement. Church, before we came this morning, prayer started 9 o'clock yesterday to 6 o'clock this morning, non-stop. Why won't God bless you? Think I come to shout 6 hours here? All those 6 hours miracle you are seeing on that WhatsApp, you think it's by just this thing? It doesn't answer to chat. Until you tarry, you cannot carry. Show me a man of prayer, I will show you a man of power.
Oh my God.
Let me show you a scripture. Acts chapter 4, verse 31. Acts 4, 31.
I begin to round up now.
Acts 4, 31. Acts 4, 31.
Makabarado shatatia. Moshua belina shatatia.
Acts 4:31. Church. And when they had what? What happened next? What happened next? What happened next? You cannot be filled with the Holy Ghost until you have prayed. And what happened next? With what? Go to 33. After prayer, what happened next? 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness original of Christ, and great grace. Great prayer produced great power and great grace. They prayed, there was an earthquake.
And God gave great grace and great power. Any condition that is too big, give a great prayer. You cannot carry authentic power until you are a man of prayer. It has to pay you so that you can. Babalola, we break bottles, kneel down and pray. Don't try it, you can die. Babalola was enjoying transport and waiting from iPhone. You can meet him in Elisha. Transport. He prayed and prayed and he was thirsty. And he beat the rock. What do I owe me that? Owe me, yes, yes. He did yet today because the man prayed. He said, and water came out of the rock. It's not your own prayer. Water came out of the rock. Church, a man prayed. As he was praying, snake came near him. What happened next? Right. Is that power finished? And you are here, you are praying 1 hour, you are in disappointment. You can't carry authentic power with your 1 hour prayers. 1 hour. You can chat 3 hours, you can watch African Magic. I told myself, this year, Daniel, the number of hours you sleep, the number of hours you pray. If I sleep 4 hours, prayers 4 hours. My friend asking me, why is that you carry fire so much? Yeah, yeah. You have to do something to get something. Ah. Jonas, give me Scotland or I die. Queen Elizabeth said, Queen of England said, I fear the prayer of Jonas more than the army of Scotland. A man of prayer. Elijah was a man of life, person like us. He said there should be no rain for 3 years and heaven ceased. How can a man command rain? You cannot even command you. Is Elijah having to us? Is he having to us? Yeah. Why are we so useless as Christians? That devil torment us. We have lost power of prayers. And now God made it easy. You can speak in tongues. In the toilet you are speaking. In the bedroom you are speaking. On the express you are speaking. I mean the express. No, you came. All accident clear out because you're on the road. They know you came. We are too lazy. What should we be begging for? What you command you are begging for? When did you see a song begging for his rights? Say, I've seen servant upon us this. And sons of the priests walking barefooted. Why? Because they cannot pray. Elijah suspended nature for 3 years. The king began to look for him. When will you stop the things in your office and the empty will start looking for you? What kind of Christian are you? I told myself, this year must be different. Who's sleeping? No snoring. We cannot carry power by sleeping. Mark 1:35. If there's anything you get this Sunday, is that you go with the body for prayers. What do you see here? Verse 7. And they said unto him, all men, you cannot pray and men will not see for you. He went to pray, and when he came, what happened? All men began to seek for him. If you want men to seek for you, go and pray. A great while before the day. Daybreak by when? Answer me, what time? 6. A great while means what? If it is a while, it means like 4. If they break by 6, a while means what? 4. A great while is like 2.
Now, Muslims wake up to pray by 5, and you are a Christian. What they do? They are praying to that nonsense moon that they call their God. So, before you start praying, they have clouded the atmosphere. When you wake up by 6, you are not struggling to break through. But start before them. Before a must, shout aloud, one but say, Jesus, my Lord. They will struggle to penetrate because they that get to the cloud first wants the cloud. Listen to me. Why not rise up before the Muslims? Get that down place before they get there. You have passed through this sky, they are blocked. Why? You carry a firepower that is thicker than what they carry. You sleep too much. You are still waking up by 6 a.m. You are disappointed. As I close this morning, from today, I mean, they tap you in the dream, just wake up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The first thing that comes out is the tongue. By default. Somebody greet you. You don't mistake it. Lebra na ash. You don't know. It's by default. I'm not slapping you. It's by default. Will somebody pray in this church this morning? Will somebody pray? Next Sunday is Covenant Sunday of Prayers. Pray in the Holy Ghost. We are praying the Holy Ghost throughout next Sunday. Covenant Sunday of Prayers. Don't miss that service. It's going to be terrible. Don't miss it. We are praying the Holy Ghost throughout next Sunday. Covenant Sunday of Prayers. Demon must be afraid you came. They must know you came around. They must understand you have. The strategy for this thing, the last one, is live in the world. Live in the world. Make the world your life. Make the world your life. Make the world your life. A life that is structured by the pictures of this scripture can never be captured, says Bishop Willoughby. Listen. Now, when you now combine the word with prayers, with sacrifice, with tests, and with secret place, what do you become? You become a wonder to your generation. That's all you feel. Listen, church. Anytime a problem is getting too much, you have tried worship, you have tried prayers, you have tried death, you have tried righteousness, you tried everything, it's not working. What is happening? Praise God. Is anybody in this house that have tried everything that's not work before? Raise up your hand if you have a witness. You have tried all means, it's not working. Let me show you the mystery. Matthew chapter 26, verse 36. Matthew 26, verse 36. Church, look at this. Look at this. Matthew 26. Then cometh Jesus within them, with them, unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit here while I go to pray yonder. What happened next? Next verse. And he said unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. Next verse. And he went a little further and fell to his face and prayed, saying, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass over. Nevertheless, not my will. Listen, anytime you have prayed and it's not working, the only thing you have is pain, is because the cross is closed. You have to pass through Gethsemane. Pain is the mystery for gain. Sometimes you are down, nothing is working. Pass through it. It's just a passing through. You might have prayed for a while, nothing is happening. Pass through it. Jesus passed through it. Said, looking unto Jesus, the author of the vision of faith, who for joy that was set for endured the cross. Sometimes
Listen, it's not going to kill you. Just enjoy it. It's my wife. Gethsemane is just a place to prepare for the cross. Today might be your Gethsemane. 2017 might be your Gethsemane. Just pass through it. Your next year might be the best year, but pass through this year. Sometimes you have to go to groaning to enjoy glory. Pass through it. Pass through it. Pass through it. Don't get tired. Jesus didn't get out of the cross. Don't get tired. Pass through it. Pass through it. Pass through it. You have tried all this. It's not working. Pass through it. Pass through it. Pass through it. It is so painful. But pass through it. Pass through. Pass through it. Hey man. When a woman is in labor, it's as if it will not end. But just pass through and push. After a while, the baby comes. She forgets the whole pain. Listen. Listen. It's a trying moment. Why not pass through it? Just pass through. Lift up your two hands. Say, Lord, I will pass through. Give me patience to pass through. Give me patience to pass through. I see some of you crying already because I understand. It's just a passing through so that you can break through. You just have to pass through it. 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 Drink and push and push and push. It might be your accommodation. Pass through it. You might be in a level you are not now. Pass through it. Your future is bright, but you have to pass through Gethsemane. You have to get to the cross. Pass through. Pass through. Pass through. You have prayed for hours. It's not working. Don't get tired. Gethsemane preceded the cross, and the cross does not last. It's just 3 hours. Why not just pass through? Lift up your two hands. Just worship God in tongues. Say thank you for grace to pass through. He's trying to hand. This is the we hand. This is the we hand. That's it that we hand. This we hand is joy.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Listen. No weeping may last for the night. Joy coming. There is somebody and joy is coming. Joy is coming. The guy has not come for a while, but joy is coming. Joy comes in the morning. Pass through. Pass through it. Pass through it. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Oh Father, thank you this morning. Father, thank you this morning. Shalabata yanakata. We receive grace. Joy is coming. Joy is coming. Joy is coming. You will pass through with strength. Listen, it's just a passing through. Take it to your breakthrough. You will not break down. You will not break down. Pass through. Pass through. Anyone here on me can't cry now. I see God wiping your tears away. Hallelujah. Amen. You are here. You want to give life to Jesus. You want to come back home. Let me say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sister. Thank you, brother. Let me say, Father, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Please, oh no, please give them cards. Give them cards so that I can pray for them after service. So I can pray with them. Please give them cards. Follow up, please give them cards. Listen, God is changing your story. It's just a passing through.
you are coming out. Please give them cards. Give them cards. Or get paper so that they can just write their name and your phone numbers. Please do that fast. It's just a passing through. It's just a passing through. I'll bring you a word. You will come out. Listen, you might have been living that attendance for a while. It's as if God is not answering your prayers. God said, wait! We'll be made last for the night. Joy comes in the morning. You might have sown seed. You might have fasted. Nothing's happening. Wait! We'll be made last for the night. Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. Joy coming. Joy coming in the morning. Now follow up with your heart. Joy comes in the morning. Please lift up your hand if you are giving out Christ. So that you can take it. If you are accepting Jesus or your come back home, lift up your hand. Follow up, please be fast with this. Be fast. Please, somebody collect and give the reward in front. Please collect the cards. Fill them. It's just a passage. Hallelujah. Thank you. Say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins. Forgive me. I'm coming back home. Accept me as your Lord, Son. I accept you as my Lord. I believe death will be because of Calvary. Forgive me in the name of Jesus. Accept me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Church, I bring a word for you this week. It's just a passing through. You will break through. And you will not break down. You will not break down. Lift up your hands, Father, thank you. Just worship Jesus. Say, Father, thank you. Say, Father, thank you. Say, Father, thank you.
Glory to God for another explosive encounter. Don't be hearers alone, but doers of the word. For prayers, counseling, and inquiries, contact us at danielolawande@gmail.com and social media platforms @danielolawande. Stay blessed.